Hello, and welcome to episode 40 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about following biopsy guidelines, screening those at high risk for celiac and spring babies, bone density, and quinoa celery salad. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2011, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Following biopsy guidelines, a duodenal biopsy is the gold standard for diagnosing celiac disease. In 2006, the American Gastroenterological Association recommended that four or more specimens be taken for examination. Adherence to this recommendation has not been assessed, and neither has its impact on diagnoses until now. A recent study concludes that most physicians are not following the guidelines, because villus atrophy can vary in severity throughout the length of the small intestines. Examining four or more specimens is more precise and actually diagnoses twice as many celiacs who would otherwise be turned away with negative results. Screening those at high risk for celiac. Serological screening of those at high risk for celiac disease, even if they do not yet suffer from any symptoms, is highly recommended, as evidenced by a study recently presented at the conference Digestive Disease Week 2011. Researchers showed that diagnosing and treating celiac disease in its earliest stages is beneficial to results in treatment. The researchers noted that although patients first showed few, if any, symptoms, they reported feeling much better on the gluten-free diet. They theorized that people make adaptations and only realize they had symptoms until after they are gone. The goal of early detection is to prevent worsening of symptoms, vitamin deficiencies, and possibly a loss in bone mineral density. Celiac and spring babies. Children born in the spring or summer seem to have higher rates of celiac disease, according to a study presented at the recent 2011 Digestive Disease Week conference. This higher rate could be tied to certain seasonal and environmental factors. Research team hypothesized that the season of a child's birth might influence rates of celiac disease, since babies commonly receive their first foods with gluten at about 6 months of age, which for children born in the spring or summer would mean the beginning of the winter cold season when the immune system could be compromised. The topic deserves further investigation, as well as other factors or variables such as sunlight exposure and vitamin D levels. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Bone density. This article comes to us from the winter 2011 issue of celiac.com's Journal of Gluten Sensitivity, an often neglected complication in both adults and children with celiac disease, is the risk of low bone density. A recent study showed that 40% of newly diagnosed patients with celiac disease have osteopenia, which refers to a reduced bone mass but not severe enough to be classified as osteoporosis. 26% have actual osteoporosis. This phenomenon occurs for a number of reasons, first being calcium, the most critical bone-building nutrient, is not properly absorbed. Further, a significant portion of people with celiac disease are also lactose intolerant, limiting their ability to ingest calcium-rich dairy products. But calcium alone is not enough for optimal bone health. Vitamin D supplementation is critical to help absorb calcium. It has been shown that vitamin D increases calcium absorption by as much as 80%. Another critical nutrient is magnesium. Magnesium is used by the parathyroid gland to regulate calcium metabolism. Without magnesium, calcium is excreted from the body and not retained to perform its essential functions. So consider vitamin D, either by supplementation or exposure to sunlight, and a calcium-magnesium supplement to help augment bone density. Quinoa celery salad. Quinoa's great, warm or cold. Try it chilled or room temperature in this great summer salad. It transports well too, so bring it to your next potluck or picnic. Here's an idea of the recipe. Cook your quinoa, fluff, let it cool. Stir in some celery, halved cherry tomatoes, radishes sliced thin, and diced red onion. In a separate bowl, whisk some olive oil and balsamic vinegar together. Then, pour it over your salad, toss lightly to coat, fold in crumpled feta cheese, and season to taste with salt and pepper. Garnish with a sprinkle of fresh dill. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition from everyone here at celiac.com. Thank you for listening.